some of Walt Disney's representatives came to Maniwaki and got, I think it was 6 birch bark canoes from Poirier General Store to make the movie Nicky, Wild Dog of the North. This was in the mid-60s. And also you have birch bark canoes from Maniwaki and from Rapid Lake that are in, I think, museums in at least 10 countries, Japan, Poland, Germany, Denmark, France, a number of other places. So it's a very impressive craft.
And how widely known were the Algonquin birch bark canoes?
Well, they, you know, being in so many countries, so many different countries, they got very widely known. They're also very well known because the Algonquins are the last tribe, really, in North America, with, I think, maybe one exception, to make birch bark canoes. There were 20 different tribes at one time. Cree, Mi'kmaq, Niskapi, Passamaquoddy, Maliseet, Ojibwe, and at least 20 tribes that make birch bark canoes, and the Algonquins are the only ones left. So naturally, we're almost the year 2000, so a lot of attention gets focused on the Algonquins and their canoes because of this.
And are the young people learning birch bark canoe making at River Désert and in Rapid Lake?
Well, there have been a couple classes different places. William Kamanda and Mary Kamanda gave a class in Amos about 10 years ago in birch bark canoe construction. They also gave a class in Saint-François-du-Lac with the Abenakis a number of years ago. And I know William's tried to teach his grandchildren. A lot of his grandchildren worked on birch bark canoes as well. In general, there is not a strong, there's not as much activity in birch bark canoe construction among the young as there is among the older generation. I know one who worked very hard was, who began to work very hard again, was Edgar Jubé. He was grandson of Pete Jubé, son of Jean Jubé, and they were both excellent canoe makers. Now, Edgar grew up not knowing canoe making. He became a good craftsman himself. He made snowshoes. He made the Tickinagon, and he still didn't know canoe making. And his father, Jean Jubé, had died by that point. So Edgar returned to Manawan, which is in a Tête de Boule or a Tikamek reserve, I think. And he had some relatives up there, Jubés, who knew canoe making. And for a couple summers, one summer, I think maybe two summers, he went up there and he worked on canoe making. He made a couple model canoes and then was intending to make a full-size birch bark canoe. And I know he would have been very, very good at it because he was a very skilled craftsman. Then he, you know, was diagnosed with his terminal illness, and then he died a couple years ago. So you had a fellow who was exceptionally skilled, exceptionally energetic, who was cut down, you know, while he was young.
Mm-hmm. And David, seeing your two books are very interesting with all the pictures in it. Where can our listeners buy these books?
Well, they can get the books, Algonquin Birch Bark Canoe for $7.95, and the other one, Canadian one, Birch Bark Canoe for $14.95 at Big Beaver Craft Store on the reserve, at KZ Food Market on the reserve, and also several places in town.
Mm-hmm. And in the future, CKWE will be giving complimentary copy of each David Gidmark's books here on our trivia, so that's later on in the future. And once again, folks, we'd like to thank David for taking time to come and visit us here and share this valuable information about the Algonquin birch bark canoe. Miigwech, David.
Well, thank you very much.
An Indian sailed out in his birch bark canoe. He sang as he sailed o'er the waters so blue. He sang of the days when the land was his own, before the pale faces among them were known. At first when the white men they came to our land, we treated them like brothers, we gave them a hand. We knew they were weary and wanted repose, never thinking the white man would ever be our foes.
Or apples. Hi, my name is Mikey Shabbat. I don't smoke.
Hi, my name is Doreen Marie Budge. And I don't smoke.
Jill, what does help mean to you?
Punch and can drive.
Right, that's it.
Good.
Potatoes.
Good. Good, Lance.
Peas.
Peas, yeah. What else?
Eat carrots.
They think it's good for them, but they're totally wrong. Lots of teenagers die because they think it's good for them. For your safety, please don't drink and drive.
Health. It means not to take bad stuff and drink and drive. We got better lungs than old people because they smoke and we don't. We got alert. We got better health. Health is when you care about your health, when you treat your health right. When you feel good and don't take drugs.
I'm a young kid and they are old out there. Don't smoke. I hope I don't smoke when I'm old.
Hi, my name is Steve. Health means not to take drugs and take good care of your body and stuff that is good for you.
Health means to take care of yourself.
Health. Health means you can smell the air. It means you can be very good. Health is when you do not smoke or take drugs. Health is when you are healthy.
Health. Health is when you feel fine, not miserable like other people.
Health. Health means when kids don't smoke and people don't drink and drive. And it means when you are healthy.
Health is when you feel good and you are not sick. And us children speak more softly.